Francie, suppose coming into Celtic Park today, the talk was that Cavan were favourites for this game. It definitely didn't come out that way.
No, it didn't, Parry, but you know, that's football. Listen, suppose the big one about it, nobody's played any games or anything like that there, you know, and we probably got off to a good start, and we grew into the game, and we just really went to put them to bed, you know, in the second half, you know.
Francie, suppose one thing is getting the start. Donegal, suppose it was Cavan got the start, they got the first point, but from that Donegal settled down, created opportunities, and they found, suppose, the net once, twice in the second half, but they did have other chances.
Aye, they did, surely, Park, you know. Second half really went really at them in the second half. Even the first half, you know, we were going well, you know, we won our own kickouts, was a big one, you know, and we did very well in their kickout today, you know, we did very well, you know, yourself coming down to the kickout side of things, you know, and we did very well in that, and that's where the platform for the one game today was, you know, the kickouts.
But the platform also, Francie, is look, you have Jason McGee at midfield. That's a huge bonus to have a man of that size and stature. He was outstanding today.
Ah, that's right, big time. Jason's a serious player. Jason hasn't played football all year, but you wouldn't think that today. He hasn't played for the club or nothing. His last game was the National Football League against Kerry down in Killarney in January, and that was his first game back today, you know, at competitive level. So in fairness, he did very well.
I suppose, Francie, having possession is one thing, but doing something with it is another thing. When shot selection and opportunities, no doubt it's evident that it's coached to take on your man, have an opportunity, have a go at it, and it was paid dividend for you today.
Yeah, big time. You know, that's what it's all about, Paul Park, you know, is when you get the chances, you have to take them. At this level, you just can't afford to be dropping short or balls going wide. When you get a shot at the target, you have to score, you know, and we're trying to keep up our shot ratio too, you know, and that's the big one now at football, you know, kickouts and getting your shots off is the big one, you know.
And I suppose, Francie, you'd be very happy with the runners from deep, the likes of Pater Mogan, Pater McAniff. Those guys, you know, it's not by chance those chances came about. Opportunities create space.
That's right. You know, I listen to Pater and even Peter McAniff on the other side. You know, they're keeping the ball moving as well, and they're getting ahead of the ball, which is good. And listen, we've a good team, Parik. You know yourself, it's just a matter of trying to get a balance right with what you want to do, and we got the balance right today.
Suppose, Francie, we have to touch on it as well. He's really got the tactical battle won today, and that's very important. This Cavan team came in with serious pedigree, a number of players that won a Hogan Cup.
That's right. And listen, just, as I said earlier on, but our own players they're very good footballers too, you know. And suppose it came down to, you know, post the kickout side of things, we won that battle. And you know, as I said to you earlier on, the kickouts now become a big thing. And like, if you win your kickouts, it filters on. Then you know, teams are able to get the kickout off and stuff like that there, and it kind of filters through the rest of the team. And we did very well today, you know.
It's okay when you have in your locker Niall O'Donnell, scored 111 today, Francie, and look, he's a special player.
Listen, Niall's a special player, you know, and Niall's came back to the 20s and he just fitted in like a glove, you know, like he's having been in there, and he's a real leader too, which, you know, he just really brings the boys on, and he just pushes them on every night at training.
No time for sitting resting on your laurels, Francie. You're back out next Sunday morning against Derry, and all thoughts no doubt to that.
Aye, definitely, you know, and probably another thing, Park, you know, the game's at 11:45 in the morning, you know, it's an early start, you know, so we have to get up early, and it's like, you know, even for your pre-match and stuff like that, 3 hours out, and some of them boys are living 2 hours, some even Letterkenny, a couple of the players, like, and I don't know what we're going to do, trying to get that sorted out over the week, you know, so listen, there's problems, but we'll deal with it.